Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the cloudy Creston Valley, right here on South Kootenay Radio. Yeah, we broadcast this live show, 7:30 till 9 weekdays, and of course, hope to spin all the good tunes that you're anxious to hear. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in. Hopefully you brought a friend today. What do we have here? 6 degrees is our temperature in the valley currently. It's going to be mainly sunny, they say, with a 30% chance of showers and the snow level at about the 1,600-meter mark today. High of 13. Going to have a few clouds and a low of 3 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 12. Saturday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 12. Sunday, chance of showers, about 40%, high of 13. Monday, sunny, high of 14. Tuesday, sunny, high of 14. Wednesday, sunny, high of 14. Next week's looking good, which I think is great. I've got to take the bike to Cranbrook next week. Yes, and we'll see how that goes. Anyways, what do we have here today to start off? I think, well, I got a listener there up on the North Shore, and he's such a Zeppelin fan. I thought I'd start off with a tune for him. It's his birthday today, by the way, so feel free to wish him a happy birthday. Led Zeppelin for Terry, right here on South Kootenay Radio.
What you say, 'cause I'm gonna wear the snake, gonna make you pay for. Broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
Baby!
All right, there you go. A little bit of Ted Nugent from 1975. I think that's Ted's first solo album, actually. Just simply titled Ted Nugent. Hey Baby is the name of that song. Anyways, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio. I think before we get rolling here, I may as well just get on with This Day in Canadian History as soon as I uncover all my notes here. And what do we have? October the 10th. Of course, more FLQ terrorist information in the news on this day in 1970. And anyways, we won't get into the chronological details of all the activities. But the big thing went on there in 1970. What do I got here? 1864 out of Quebec. It's the opening of the Quebec Conference. 33 delegates start drafting 72 resolutions as an outline to the proposed union, which will form the core of the British North America Act. Ends on October the 29th. The conference is attended... as if I'm going to read the list. Yeah, by quite a few people anyway. How's that sound? This list is just way too long. We're not even gonna bother with it. But anyways, it was the opening of the conference on this day in 1864. A couple of birthdays here. Charles Stanley, Viscount Monk. First Governor General of Canada, was born on this day at Templemore, Ireland, in 1819. He died in Enniskerry, Ireland, on November the 29th, 1894. Monk attended Trinity College in Dublin, served as a Liberal MP and Lord of the Treasury, and was appointed Governor General of British North America in 1861. He carefully handled Canada's relations with the U.S. during this period and tirelessly promoted Confederation. What else do we have here? Pete Mihalovich. Oh, yeah. NHL center, born this day in 1946. The younger brother of superstar Frank. Peter Mihalovich started with the Montreal Canadiens for several years and then also played for the Detroit Red Wings, Pittsburgh Hornets, Fort Worth Wings, Montreal Voyageurs, and again at the Pittsburgh Penguins. Al Connolly, born on this day in 1960, a guitar player for the, I won't say rock group, I'll say pop group, Glass Tiger. Doesn't say where he was born. Karen Percy, a skier, born on this day in 1966 at the 1988 Calgary Winter Olympics. Percy became the first Canadian skier in 20 years to win two Olympic medals at the same games, with the bronze medals in the downhill and the Super G. She narrowly missed a third medal on the combined when she lost the grip on her ski pole and came fourth. Bummer. Oh, look at that. 1992, Katie Lang's Constant Craving peaks at number 38 on the Billboard Pop Singles Chart. Anything else? 1975, the Canadian Wheat Board sells the Soviet Union up to $100 million worth of grain. Yeah. And that looks about it, I would say. Yeah, let's get rolling on some more tunes here. I got some Santana standing by from the Abraxas album. This one came out in 1970. We're going to listen to a song called Mother's Daughter.
Thank you. true love like gold.
All right, couldn't stand the weather. Stevie Ray Vaughan with the song Cold Shot from 1984. I've actually been trying to play that one the last few days. I had to totally blow it out of the library and then re-import the darn thing. But I got her playing today. Third time lucky, I guess. All right, it's 7:56, 6 degrees in the Crescent Valley, going up to 13 with a 30% chance of showers today. How about a little Black Keys to finish off the first half hour? Meet me in the city. He's there bringing us up to the top of the hour, and you know what that means. I've got this news crew standing by with a hankering to do 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a news update. So we're going to let them take it away, and we'll be back very shortly with some more great tunes for you right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is October 10th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. It may be the biggest announcement in the history of Canadian literature.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2013 is awarded the Canadian author Alice Munro, master of the contemporary short story.
That's the Nobel Committee announcement this morning in Stockholm. Alice Munro, who is 82, is the first born and raised Canadian to win the prestigious Nobel honor. She is known as one of the world's best short story writers, and over her five-decade career, she has won every major Canadian literary honor, including three Governor General's Awards and two Giller Prizes. Publisher and editor Douglas Gibson has worked with Munro since the mid-1980s.
And in the world of Canadian literature, you'll never find anyone who says, oh, I don't really like Alice Munro or her work. But she's a wonderful person to work with. Modest, retiring. My main problem, in fact, is to say, Alice, stop rewriting. It's perfect.
Over the years, the Nobel Prize has been awarded to some of the biggest names in literature, from Hemingway and Faulkner to Yeats, Beckett, O'Neill, and Shaw. And for Alice Munro, the honor this year comes with a check worth more than $1 million. The BC Court of Appeal delivers its decision today on whether doctor-assisted suicide should be legalized. Last year, the BC Supreme Court struck down the federal law that governs assisted suicide, and that ruling was challenged by Ottawa. Here's the CBC's Kurt Petrovich.
This is a blessing for me and for other seriously ill Canadians.
Gloria Taylor rejoiced last year when the BC Supreme Court granted her the right to seek medical help to end her life. The 64-year-old woman suffered from increasingly debilitating and painful effects of ALS. Taylor was the lead plaintiff in the landmark case.
I can do dying, but I can't do major suffering to get there.
Taylor died of an infection before she could exercise the exemption from the law granted by the judge, but the federal government appealed the ruling, which also called for the law to be struck down and rewritten to allow doctors to help patients hasten death. The federal government argues the BC judge wrongly overruled a 20-year-old Supreme Court of Canada decision on the issue. Ottawa has been joined by groups like the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition. Both sides believe that regardless of how the appeal court rules, the issue is destined for the Supreme Court of Canada once again. Kurt Petrovich, CBC News, Vancouver.
The father of former U.S. intelligence officer Edward Snowden is in Russia today to visit his son. Snowden fled to Russia earlier this year after leaking sensitive American surveillance information. Jessica Gallagher reports.
Extreme gratitude that my son is safe and secure and he's free.
Lon Snowden arrived at Sheremetyevo Airport, the same airport where his son was holed up for nearly 2 months. Snowden says he's in Russia to meet with his son's lawyer and perhaps eventually to see his son in person. Snowden says he hasn't spoken to his son, but he believes his son has not leaked any more U.S. intelligence documents.
Since he has been in Russia, my understanding is he's simply trying to remain healthy and safe.
Lon Snowden also says he doubts his son will ever return to America. In the U.S., Edward Snowden faces a number of charges, including theft of government property, unauthorized communication of national defense information, and willful distribution of classified intelligence. Jessica Gallagher, CBC News, Moscow.
Rogers has apologized to its millions of customers who lost their phone services last night. Rogers says their services are now fully restored after a major outage that lasted several hours. The company still doesn't know what caused the problem. Meanwhile, Rogers has had a change of heart and has announced it will sell the BlackBerry Z30 smartphone. This after being accused by many of their customers of abandoning a fellow Canadian firm. And that is the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at our website, that's cbcnews.ca. You can hear us as well on Sirius XM Radio. We're at channel 169. I'm Joe Cummings.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour of the morning show right here on South Kootenai Radio and broadcasting out of the cloudy Creston Valley here. Although it looks like the clouds are starting to thin out. Yeah, supposed to be a decent day today, up to 13. Anyways, you know, one of the very first big bands, you know, and I did see a few others before I started to go to the big concerts, once I seen these guys, Humble Pie, I tell ya, that was just it was just icing on the cake, big time. And just the start have an awesome deal with me taking in as many concerts as I can. Although I don't get to see as many. Stuck out here in the sticks, but what can you do? Anyways, I'm ready. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
I'm not afraid to Get your South Kootenai radio fix with Tim in the Morning at 7:30, country at 10, folk at 2, blues at 3, rock at 5, and jazz at 10.
Pagan Baby, that's Creedence Clearwater Revival from the Pendulum album, 1970. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio, and quarter past the hour or thereabouts, it is time for this day in rock and roll history. All right, let's get rolling here. We got lots of stuff on the rock and roll history plate today. A couple of birthdays for October the 10th. The first one, Cyril Neville of the Neville Brothers. And of course, one of their big hits, Tell It Like It Is. 1953, James Midge Ewer. Guitar and vocals for Ultravox, their big hit, Vienna. David Lee Roth, Diamond Dave, born on this day in 1955, lead singer for Van Halen, showman extraordinaire. Anyways, here's another one, 1958, Terry Davis, born on this day. And his biggest hit, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years on October the 10th. We're going to start in 1956, and guess what? Elvis Presley was in the news again that day with Love Me Tender entering the Billboard chart for a 19-week stay. It was number one for five of those 19 weeks. 1970, Neil Diamond's Cracklin' Rosé topped the Billboard singles chart. The song was actually inspired by a story that Neil heard on a trip to an Indian reservation and had nothing to do with wine. What else? 1979, Fleetwood Mac received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Also in 1979, a motion picture called The Rose, starring Bette Midler as a self-destructive 1960s rock star, transparently based on Janis Joplin, premieres in Los Angeles. The film was nominated for four Academy Awards, including Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Best Actress in a Leading Role, Bette Midler in her screen debut, and Best Film Editing and Best Sound. Get a load out of this one. 1987, all three members of ZZ Top made advance bookings for seats on the first passenger flight to the moon. Wow. Wonder if they had to put a deposit down on that. And I wonder who they made it with. The company's probably out of business now. Yeah. And a sad note on this day in 2010, Solomon Burke, a pioneering soul singer and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, died in Amsterdam's airport after a flight from Los Angeles. He was 70 years old. And I can say it was a real pleasure to see Solomon Burke live in concert. When I went to see him, I didn't know much about him, but boy, did I ever leave thoroughly impressed with his show. Unbelievable. And what a voice, too. All right, Diamond Dave celebrating a birthday today. I think I'm just going to play a Van Halen song that is probably one of their most famous hits. Of course, that would be Jump, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Let's get to the point now. Just because we got the same mom and dad, I don't mean I'm a keeper, no. That don't mean I owe anything to you. You don't care for me, and man, I don't think that much of you. Time or two. I know I should forgive and forget, but man, I still hold the grudge against you. Cause brothers, 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 I don't approve of anything you do. Cause brothers, 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 yeah, yeah. Can't Style, Braglin Rose, your stuff of woman.
sing like a guitar hummer. Hang on a beat, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my lady. Crack the moves, you make me smile. Got it in the last for an hour. Well, that's all right. We got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Same kind of story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining, your imagination can make you see and feel. And your body wants nothing, and you're hypnotized. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seemed like rain. They got me hypnotized. And I knew that's right.
Okay, Solomon Burke there with Hold On, I'm Coming, from his 1979 release, Sidewalks, Fences, and Walls. Of course, it was on this day in 2010 that Solomon Burke passed away, actually right in the airport in Amsterdam. Yeah, what a bummer. Anyways, what do we have before that? A little bit of Fleetwood Mac, Hypnotize, with Bob Welsh on the guitar on that one. Fleetwood Mac getting their Hollywood Walk of Fame on this day in 1979. Before that, we had Neil Diamond, Cracklin' Rosé. That one going to the top of the charts in 1970. And, of course, before that, I threw in our John Mellencamp song, Brothers, just for my brother, Terry, celebrating a birthday today. And we started things off with Diamond Dave and Van Halen with a Jump. Diamond Dave celebrating a birthday today, born on this day in 1955. All right, stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock History for you. But first, let's have a look at the weather across the country before we continue on with the music. Currently in the Crescent Valley, we're sitting at the 6 degrees, calm winds going up to 13. Vancouver is a mix of sun and cloud, 9 current conditions, by the way. Cloudy in Calgary, 7 degrees. Winnipeg, a mix of sun and cloud, 9. Toronto, sunny, 16. Halifax, a mix of sun and cloud, was 16 degrees, but over the blackberry plant there, it's real cloudy. And let's see, 13 degrees in St. John's, Newfoundland, with a mix of sun and cloud. All right, let's continue on. I got a song here by The Hip, Nautical Disaster, right here on South Kootenai Radio, a live cut, no less.
Turning this song into a movie, starring Peter O'Toole as the curmudgeonly lighthouse keeper. And Jodie Foster in the role of Susan. Called the nurse patient. I had this dream where I relished the frame and the scream and filled my head all day. It was as though I'd been squid here. Of a lighthouse on some rocky socket of the coast of France. Yeah. One afternoon, 4,000 men tied in the water. Yeah. 500 more were crashing madly as parasites. Yeah.
All right, a live track there by The Hip. Nautical Disaster. All right, we've got to get rolling here on our album highlight. Of course, brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And today we're going to be featuring the music of Solomon Burke. Of course, I made mention of him during the rock history segment. Solomon passing away on this day in 2010, probably on a trip to Amsterdam for a tour. 70 years old at the time of his death. But let's see. Burke was born James Solomon McDonald on March 21st, 1940, in the upper floor of his grandmother Elmer Moore's home. Yeah, a row house in Philadelphia. Anyways, 55-year career he had, and was really about the soul music from rhythm and blues, and had a ton of hits, of course, in the 60s, and then came back a little later in his career and came out with a couple of fine albums, and hopefully we're going to play one of those right now. I think I'm going to want to start off with And None of Us Are Free. That's the title track. Oh, no, it isn't the title track. It's from the 2002 release, Don't Give Up On Me. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Passing day.
Now it's time to start making changes.
And it's time for us all to realize that the truth is shining bright right before our eyes. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. One of us is chained. None of us are free.
Listen. not alone.
Broadcasting from the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. I love the way you move. I love your shoes. I like everything. I love the way you cook. I love the way you stop and stare. I sure love your hair. No one else can compare. I'll take you anywhere. I love everything about you. I love everything about you. Everything about you.
Start breaking down, 'cause you're
string and you're jumping on, yes, you're jumping on a fast train, jumping on a fast train. Gotta go on the lam, stuck in no man's land. Ain't nobody on your way back, ain't nobody gonna lend you a helping hand. The sound, but you hear that fast train, ooh, fast train. Sound of the wheels, oh, deep down in your heart, do you really know how you feel? Then you start breaking down, going to the pain. Keep on moving on a fast train, moving on a fast train. Well, way over the land. Next thing you're out of your mind, and you're out of your depth, and through the window she crept. Oh, there's nowhere to go in the sleet and snow. Just keep on moving, ooh, on the fast train, moving on the fast train.
October 10th.